Well, we have worked situations all week, and I feel like that game last year forced us to address those type of situations all season long. And so we've worked it in training camp. We've worked it during the season. And Coach Fox has called for situations. Doesn't exactly tell you what the situation is going to be, offense versus defense. And so you're having to kind of play that game in practice. And it was nice that all that hard work, you know, paid off for us in that situation. You know, the 3rd and 15, certainly it was a no-brainer there what you had to do. And it was really disappointing that we were even in that position. We've been so good on 1st and 2nd down the entire game, and we have a penalty and had a run for a negative loss, had an incompletion. So great play call by Adam. Really was a big-time play call. Got him in the right look and a good catch by Julius. And then the second one, another good route by Julius. And you saw that all game. Adam putting different guys in different positions, and certainly two huge third down conversions, which were the difference in the ball game.
Can you just talk about just another playoff game for you against the Patriots coming up?
Well, I certainly we're going to address that on Wednesday. This was a pretty intense game. Phillip got hot there in the second half, and I did not want to give him the ball back there at the end. And so there was some real want to on our offense's part to stay on the field there in that last series. So we'll certainly talk about them plenty on Wednesday, but we'll enjoy this one. You're supposed to enjoy these wins. They're hard to come by, and start working on the Patriots tomorrow. Well, I really think you know, the team needs to be commended, you know, for even getting to this point. There's a lot of teams that had disappointing losses last year, Atlanta, Washington, and everybody says in that locker room, "Hey, let's get back next year." You know, it just doesn't happen. It's hard to get back. You have injuries, things happen, and so I talked to the team last night. I said, you need to be commended for getting back to this point. And because we've been through more this year than it's hard to explain all the stuff we've been through off season, in season. So to get to this point was really hard work, and to win this game was a lot of hard work. So we're proud and happy to be at this point, and we certainly want to keep it going.
You said they get back to this point. I mean, when you had 3rd and 17,
right?
You throw the ball to a
Julius. Right. Right. Yeah, Julius was huge all game, and he's been huge all season. So I think there's been a lot of changes since last year, and we're much more experienced. We've been through a lot and been in different situations, and so that was those were two huge plays. I loved Adam's aggressive calls, and I loved Julius. Julius and I have spent a lot of time working on those particular routes, you know, after practice, in practice. And I don't know, to me that's one of the most rewarding parts of football. When you put that work in off to the side or after practice and it pays off for you in a game, it really makes it feel like it was worth it to put that work in. And so those two plays specifically were certainly worth the hard work.
On that play, Peyton, first, how did he get so wide open?
Well, 3rd and 17, you know you're going to have to hold the ball a little bit longer just to give guys a chance to get down the field. But it was the perfect call versus the perfect coverage, which you may get one or two of those a game. And so it certainly came at a good time. Adam dialed it up. It was something we worked on, and it was nice that we were able to execute it.
Did it feel like the pocket was
closing? Well, like I said, I mean, 3rd and 17, you know, the best way to convert those is don't get in them. And once you're in it, you know you're going to have to hold the ball. And, you know, somebody made a move where I had to move just a little bit, and you don't want to take a sack at that point. And so it was good to get the ball out of my hands in time, and certainly nice to see Julius catch it. Yeah, I've been in a playoff game where we didn't punt, and it was a good thing that time because the other team didn't punt either, and we were able to win. I think because we won the coin toss is the only reason we won the game. left some plays out there. I would agree on both sides of the ball. But hey, San Diego, they're a good football team. They fight. Phillip's a battler, and got a lot of pride over there. Mike's done a heck of a job. So we knew it was going to be a 60-minute game, and sure, you'd like to score on that series before the half and score on that first series of the second half. It didn't happen, and you got to put it behind you and move on and find a way to win the game. And so to run 5 minutes off the clock there at the end of the game, that was big time football there.
And there's a report, ESPN report, saying your future is going to be determined by exam on your neck in a couple of months. Probably pretty standard. You've done that before, but is that weighing on your mind at all? I mean, the fact that you don't know how much time you have left in the game.
No, it's really not. What's weighing on my mind is how soon I can get a Bud Light in my mouth after this win. That is really priority number one. That was an intense game, and up and down, a lot of emotion. So that is even the Patriots is ahead, and that question is way far ahead. So I am not there, and I've really been a. This team's been a one-week-at-a-time season, and with all we've been to, losing our coach, losing different guys to injuries, that approach has served us well, and I think we need to keep that approach from here on out.
Your ground game was pretty successful today, particularly on first and second down. How big was that?
Yeah, it was critical. We stressed all week being productive on first and second down. We did not do that the last time we played San Diego and got into some third downs, didn't convert those. And so we were good on third down because we were good on first and second down. And that was the point of emphasis all week, and we carried that from the practice field to the playing field. And it was good to see that pay off. And a mix of some runs and some short passes to keep moving the chains. So good job by the guys up front, and I thought Monte and Noshon both ran really hard.
Hey, you've had playoff games where you haven't had much of a ground game. You've had playoff games where you haven't had much of a defense. Does this feel like it's converging for you?
Every playoff game just has its own identity. I know everybody else summarizes. I don't feel you can do it. I feel everyone has its own identity, and this was a good team win, right? We had Decker made a big punt return. Prater hit a field goal. Defense, the biggest difference early in the game was the defense was getting them off the field, and we were able to stay on the field. So good team wins, what you have to have in the playoffs to beat good teams, and certainly what we'll have to have next week. Well, obviously you prefer to recover it, but you're watching the clock and you're immediately going into a different situation. You're saying, okay, if they get a touchdown here, what's it going to mean? We're up three. Maybe it changes how they play defense. If they get a field goal here, we're up seven. Okay, these are the defenses we're going to expect. Adam and I are talking. You're always talking situations, being prepared, and I've learned a long time ago that the game is never over until that final second ticks off. And so you're constantly, playing the game in your mind and going through situations.
Can you just talk about how good it feels personally to win a playoff game? It was the first one since the 2009 championship game.
I mean, it always feels good to get a win. At this time of year, everybody wants to keep playing, right? You saw two teams get eliminated today, two yesterday, and that's all the hard work those teams put in. It's disappointing when it comes to an end. So when you win, it's certainly a gratifying feeling, but it makes you want to keep working hard during practice to try to get a win the following week. Tom Brady has just been an outstanding quarterback for such a long time, but the game next week is the Broncos versus the Patriots. I know there'll be some individual matchups that will get headlines, but it will be a battle between two good teams that have been through a lot, that have overcome a lot to get to this point, and that's where my focus would be, on trying to help the Broncos get a win against the Patriots.
What was it like that West back?
Do what? I didn't even notice. Was he wearing a bigger helmet? I didn't notice. It's good to have Wes back, right? You always like to have all your guys back. It was the first time, I think, since November that I think Decker and Thomas and Julius and Welker were on the field together, right? We battled through some injuries, and so it's good to have those guys back. Wes made some big catches and, drew a big pass interference, that he would have been open had they not interfered, and it's always good to have him back out there.